The Last Kingdom by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Prologue. Northumbria, 866 to 867 AD.
My name is Uhtred. I am the son of Uhtred, who was the son of Uhtred, and his father was also called Uhtred. My father's clerk, a priest called Beoka, spelt it U-T-R-E-D. I do not know if that was how my father would have written it, for he could neither read nor write. But I can do both, and sometimes I take the old parchments from their wooden chest, and I see the name spelled U-H-T-R-E-D, or U-T-R-E-D, or U-G-H-T-R-E-D, or O-O-T-R-E-D. I look at those parchments, which are deeds, saying that Uhtred, son of Uhtred, is the lawful and sole owner of the lands that are carefully marked by stones and by dikes, by oaks and by ash, by marsh and by sea. And I dream of those lands, wave-beaten and wild beneath the wind-driven sky. I dream, and know that one day I will take back the land from those who stole it from me. I am an elderman, though I call myself Earl Uhtred, which is the same thing, and the fading parchments are proof of what I own. The law says I own that land. And the law, we are told, is what makes us men under God instead of beasts in the ditch. But the law does not help me take back my land. The law wants compromise. The law thinks money will compensate for loss.